All right. It is 10:03. We're working with some technical difficulties, so when the streaming gets on streaming, we'll announce that we're streaming. But for now, we're just going to move on. Today is Tuesday, June 7th, 2022. Opening the pledge with Commissioner Stevenson leading us, and so I'll ask Commissioner Stevenson.
Lead us in pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll move down to our presentational items. We have several employee services awards here, so that's why the majority of you are here, not to sit here and listen to us go through contracts. And so we welcome you all here. We'll go down and have Commissioner Kamalu introduce those service awards for June 2022.
Okay. I need a paper widget. I always feel a little tied. Tie me down. Hey, welcome everyone. Thank you so much for being here for our Employee Service Awards today. We have a wonderful list as usual. And so we'll try to capture the names of those who are not here and still recognize them, and then hopefully capture everyone who is here in person. Well, the first comes from Valley View Golf, and there are question marks by this name. Do we have, celebrating 5 years of service to Davis County, Ryan Garrett? All right, let's give him some applause. Thanks to Ryan.
See the next
person already. From Information Systems. Isn't it Information Services? Oh, there you go. Doing great service. You're right, it is systems. I'm just all about service. Okay, Information Systems, thank you so much for 5 years. Come on up, Craig Wells.
My name's Mark, not Mike. Sorry. I'm Mark Langston. Craig's been with us for 5 years. We have quite a few of the programmers here that are with us. A lot of our newer ones have got the newer expertise, and Craig's been one that helps lead us out along with the others to help us produce some of the newest fandangled applications we have. He's one of our team leads, and we're grateful to have him with us. So thank you, Craig.
The next three are from our library system services, and excited about this group too. We have celebrating 5 years of service to Davis County. Please come on up, Marin Summer.
I'm happy to represent Marin today because I met her not too long ago for the first time when she moved from our Bountiful Library to our Centerville Library, and she immediately made an impact on the Centerville branch with her enthusiasm and creativity, and it just bolstered the branch, and then she left us. And we're grateful that she came back. She's now at Bountiful again. And the whole staff was ecstatic that she returned to us. And she just brings such a spark and excitement to the job that not everybody has. So we're grateful for Maren and hope she sticks around.
Now, the next two have a long tenure at the library, and it looks like they're not able to be here with us today. But let's please still give up applause, and when you see them, thank them. 15 years of service at Davis County by Tracy Terry, and 20 years of service in the libraries, I'm assuming, by Melody Denhalter. Thank you so much. We have packets that you can take back to them if you'd like to pick those up. All right, now several from the Sheriff's Office. Celebrating 5 years of service here to our Sheriff's Office in Davis County, please welcome Robert Schaefer.
So I'm Brennan Joseph. I'm on the JOS supervisors. Schaefer is on days with me right now. I just want to share some words that his supervisor, Lynette Viterna, wrote. With his years of experience, JOS Robert Schaefer has become one of our JOS trainers. He has shared his knowledge and experience to a number of new hires who often state how grateful they are to have had him as a trainer. Schaefer has dealt with many emergency situations. He is able to stay calm and assess what is going on to ensure everyone's safety is a top priority. Actually did that today. Caught something and before it escalated into something bigger, so good job, Schaefer. Proud of you. Schaefer is an excellent example of dependability, and we are truly thankful that he has dedicated himself to the Sheriff's Office and the county and all the candy he brings in.
Okay, the live streaming is up and running now. So don't be any more nervous. Next from Sheriff's Office, so grateful, 5 years of service for Tyrell Stunts. Come on up.
I'm Sergeant Jared Meldrum, Ty's supervisor. Ty wears many hats in the sheriff's office. She's our inmate programs coordinator slash reentry specialist slash employment counselor. She does a lot of everything. And she's about to get even busier because we're going to open up our inmate programs in the coming months and have all of our volunteers back into the jail. So she's about to get even busier. Besides being a mother of three and working full-time, she's also going back to school to get her second master's degree. Safe to say she's probably the most educated employee in the sheriff's office. And we appreciate everything she does for us.
Having served 10 years in this county, we are very thankful for Nicholas Polk. Come on up.
Well, I'm not Nick Pollock, but I'm Captain Jason Boydston from Patrol, but I just wanted to say a few words to the commission about Pollock. He's one of our newly promoted corporals, and as well as with our bomb squad. So he's putting on that bomb suit and dealing with the robots and helping keep our community safe, and he's just a great asset to the sheriff's office. So.
Now, the next one is not able to be here, it looks like, but if that's wrong, please shout. 20 years of service, Ronald Rowe. Oh, it's going to come next month. Okay, that's fantastic. And then 30 years of service in the sheriff's office for Davis County. Please thank Ann Crucy.
Supervised her. Oh, I'm sorry. Jeff Jensen. I'm a lieutenant. I'm her supervisor. I've supervised her forever. I had to come up and think of some nice things to say because it is cruisy, and you kind of know where I'm going with this. But Anne-Marie, she's very, very knowledgeable of her job. She has, like some people said, she wears many, many hats, more hats than people even think. The stuff that she does, the stuff she can come up with is just absolutely amazing. When you hear people talk about her and the stuff that they say, is words like candid, honest, non-judgmental, a good listener, a sounding board, all these can be wrapped up in one thing, and she's a mentor. She's mentoring our new people, teaching them, training them, and it can't be done by somebody that doesn't know a job that she does, and she is extremely knowledgeable as a sergeant and a leader down there. And Anne-Marie, she takes her job so seriously. Everything she does, she's whatever the sheriff or the chief says, hey, we need this, it's a challenge, she takes it and she just runs with it, and it comes out perfect every time. And I think that's what knowing your job and knowing what to do, and Anne-Marie has that. The most amazing thing, and I don't know how she does this, is she knows everybody's birthday, everybody's anniversary, kids' names, spouses' names. I can't remember half of these people. She knows them all, and they're always right. So, Anne-Marie, I've said it before, but I'll say it again. It's a pleasure to supervise you. It's a pleasure to have somebody with as much professionalism that you have. And we are so lucky you came here 30 years ago to work for Davis County. You can't believe it. You have been amazing, just amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, and sometimes we don't get the names right, so thanks for your great forgiveness. Anne-Marie is her name. Pretty. All right. Oh, my goodness. He better be here. Oh, there we go. From our facilities department. So grateful for 30 years of service by Tim Simons. Come on up.
Lane Rose Facilities. 30 years is a long time. Tim's been with us at facilities for about 7 years. He served 23 years at the weatherization program, and then came over to us. Tim is probably one of the most, or easily one of the most skilled and experienced personnel in a facilities department. A lot of you on this campus probably know of him. but he's helped out countless remodels. I'm sure many more to come, from the clerk's vault remodel to the assessor's remodel to the HR remodel and gym remodel and the library remodel this year, their admin, health department, the list just goes on and on. Tim could literally build a house from the ground up with all of his experience and knowledge. It's been an honor to work with him over the years. Tim not only is a journeyman carpenter, but he's actually a journeyman HVAC technician too. So he can fix it and he can build it. Thank you, Tim. Look forward to working more years with you.
So this person we will also recognize in July. Every now and then we have an elected official who's been in serving Davis County for a very long time. And that is the case when you see him. He's actually not well right now, sadly, but he'll get better. So please help us to thank our treasurer, 30 years for Davis County, Mark Altum. Oh my goodness sakes, this one is right up there. Sometimes I like to try to find, oh, right here. Wow, there's only one person I know of that beats this guy. From the surveyor's office, we're so thankful for 50 years of service by Kyle Corbridge. Come on up.
Kyle is an excellent employee, and he's had to learn a lot of different type of equipment over the years because the equipment keeps changing, keeps getting better. But I have to tell you a story about Kyle. He's not always serious. Sometimes he's dangerous. At one time, the county bought some property from Lagoon on the easterly side, and we were back there. We used a steel tape, 300 feet long. And as I was on the front of the tape and he was on the back of the tape, I came up to an electric fence and I dropped the tape and walked 300 feet back to warn him that when he got up to that electric fence to be careful, because we were in the water about knee deep. And so he said he would. And so I went on out ahead. I got out there 300 feet, and I thought a water moccasin had hit me. He'd laid that steel tape over the electric fence. And I've never really forgiven him, but I never got a chance to get even. But Kyle is a great employee, and we really appreciate him in the surveyor's office. Thanks, Kyle.
Well, that's the grand finale, folks. Thank you so much for being here. Have a great day. Thanks for all that you do for Davis County.
All right, moving down on the agenda, let's move on to our public comments. Anybody from the public here that would like to make some comments? I ask you to please come forward and state your name, and we'll give you 3 minutes per person. And so anybody from the public that would like to come forward, we'd ask you to come forward now.
Morning, commissioners.
Morning, Rhonda Perks from Congressman Stewart's office.
So I just wanted to give you an update. I told you I would update you on the movement on the RECA Extension Act, which is the downwinders compensation that needed to be extended. So that did pass. That's going to be signed by the president, which extends that compensation to downwinders for 2 years. So they'll probably have to extend it again, but you know, it's not compensation that's in perpetuity. So it's, you know, it has to be included every time in the budget. So that's actually good news, because that was a bipartisan, act and seemed to be okay. And that was a good team effort on the Utah delegation there. So that was great. There is a number of pieces of legislation, one of which, has been written and proposed by and sponsored by Congressman Stewart regarding baby formula accessibility. So H.R. 7808, is the one that he has sponsored. And basically it just cuts red tape in terms of tariffs and, you know, trade tariffs and WIC, being able to access that a little more freely. So hopefully that will go somewhere. There's actually, like I said, there's a number of pieces of legislation on the table right now. So, you know, we're not sure which one is going to be picked up for the House floor, but we wanted to make sure that we had a really good one from Utah proposed. So one of the things with WIC that it does is, you know, when you get a WIC voucher, parents are limited to certain, they have certain brands of formula that are listed on that. And so in this bill, one of the things that does is just says, you know, if it's approved, you know, baby formula for the shelves, you can use that for any, you're not limited to brand. So we'll see where that goes, and I'll keep you posted on that.
I have a question, Rhonda.
Yeah.
I had heard that there are formulas that are manufactured, produced in Europe that weren't being allowed to come in. Was that?
Yeah, and that's part of this
so
bill.
This would solve that.
To allow that to come in.
Mind-boggling to me. Yeah.
I think, I'm just guessing, I think that things are moving quickly on some of this legislation. I think you're going to see it passed, you know, sooner than later. I mean, I'm not sure if this specific bill, but I think that they're moving quicker than most legislation as you know, we're used to. So I do think you're going to start to see a little bit of uptick in availability.
Serious problem.
It is a serious problem. Yeah. And everyone recognizes that, you know, so that's a shared concern with everyone. Congressman Stewart has had a great week. Last week in the state, he spoke at a number of veterans events over the Memorial Day week, kind of focused on that last week with veterans. It was great. And just as a way of, for your situational awareness, because you might get a call here and there, Capitol tours in D.C. are open again for the first time in a couple of years. So we are scheduling those. Most offices are scheduling those. I think they're limiting the group size, but it's opening up more and more. D.C. is opening up more and more all the time. So anyway, thank you.
Thank you, Rhonda.
All right, any other public comments? Okay, seeing none, I need to step back. I got a little bit eager. Going to go back to informational items. We have B and C that we need to do. So, Clerk Auditor Curtis Koch.
Yeah, commissioners, you have on your informational items today, you have a notice of intent to engage in contract negotiations. You have four notices for our e-cigarette, marijuana, and other drug prevention grant. Notice of award to Davis School District, Davis Behavioral Health on behalf of Bountiful and Centerville CTC Coalition.
Communities that care, yep.
And also Davis Behavioral Health on behalf of North Davis CTC and Davis Behavioral Health on behalf of North Salt Lake, West Bountiful, and Woods Cross CTC Coalition. You also have a notice of intent to engage on our Davis County total compensation analysis with wages, benefits, and classification request. And that notice is with NFP Corporation.
Okay, moving down, it looks like we have a need to go into a public hearing.
I move that we go into our public hearing.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right, for a public hearing, invite Ken Anderson to come up.
Thank you, Commission. Kent Anderson, Director, Community and Economic Development. This is a public hearing for public comment on the Davis County Community Development Block Grant Fiscal Year 2022-2023 Annual Action Plan. This will be the first of two public hearings that are required. This is essentially the phase where we're developing the plan. The next public hearing would be comment on the actual plan. We got some good direction from the commission at the April 19th, 2022 work session on how we'll be proceeding this year. We do have good news. We have hired our grant administrator now, and so when he's here, I'll bring him in and introduce. Should be next week. So the opportunity today, again, is to accept the public comment. No action other than just accepting any public comment.
Okay. I'll open up to public comment. Anybody coming forward to talk about the annual action plan? Seeing none, close that.
I'll make a motion that we close the public hearing at this time.
And do we need to also accept the...
No comment.
Yeah, very good. I will second that.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, moving on to action item number one. Do we have anything else on that acceptance? Okay. All right, moving on to business and action items. Curtis, clerk auditor.
Yes, commissioners, what you have before you is a amendment to our contract with Tyler Munis. As we've gone through the implementation process, we are at the point where we've been able to identify some modules that are not needed by the county or don't work with our processes and procedure, and so this is just to reduce that contract amount annually and to discontinue the maintenance fees and license software for those.
Very good. So it's payable in the amount of... That's a negative, Curtis. Is
yeah,
that,
we won't be paying that maintenance fee anymore.
The $2,939.75 beginning March 27, 2022. I move approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Moving on to our Community and Economic Development again, Director Ken Anderson.
Kent Anderson, Director of Community and Economic Development. We have two items for the Commission today. Item number two is a finalization of a real estate purchase agreement dated May 1st, 2022 for the real property known as part of tax ID number 11-114-0077. Funds the amount of $548.80 have been received and a quick claim deed is presented for approval and execution. Item number three is finalization of a real estate purchase agreement dated May 1st, 2022 for a real property known as part of tax ID number 11-114-0077. Funds in the amount of $2,774.04 have been received and a quick claim deed is presented for approval and execution.
I'd make a motion that we approve items two and three.
Second.
I'll have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you.
Moving on to facilities, Director Lane Rose.
Morning, Commission. Lane Rose, Facilities. Before you use approval of a contract with Thermal West Industries Incorporated, this is for the demolition and abatement of two residential houses we purchased south of the health department so we can continue that parking lot expansion project. This is payable in the amount of $57,100. I don't have the terms on my paper.
Yes, beginning May 31st, 2022 to August 31st, 2022. You bet. I move approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Moving on to health, Director Thanks. Brian Hatch.
I have just one item here, number five. This is an amendment with the Utah Department of Health with our WIC program, adding some additional funding in the amount of $60,444 beginning 5/1/2022 and running through 9/30/2022.
Great. I move approval.
Second.
A motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
All right. Moving on to libraries, Director Josh Johnson.
Hi, I'm Josh with the library. So before you have a summary list of donations of books and materials from February through April. As you may remember, policy indicates that if it's over $50 in donations, you all have to approve it. So we do that by, as a reminder, we take the amount of money that we would make in a book sale on the donations. These are generally if someone brings in a box of books, and we add up the total, and we have the branches send them in, and then you have a list of those right in front of you. So
very good. And I see, yes, from February 1st, 2022 through April 30th of 2022, and I move approval.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Josh.
We're going to Public Works. Looks like Director Adam Wright is not here, and we have one of the engineers coming to help us out from out in the Grouse Creek area. You still commuting from out there?
No.
Okay, good. Want to introduce your name, though, real quick for the record?
It's Parker Kimber, Davis County Public Works. I'm just here to seek approval for a standard service provider contract with M&M Asphalt Services to come in and apply a slurry seal to some of the roads down in the Mutton Hollow area. That'll be for the amount of $35,940. The contract begins immediately upon approval, ending the end of May 2023.
Yes, and on my note, from May 31st, 2022 to May 31st, 2023, to give you time to do that. Very good. I move approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Parker, still miss your cooking. Saying. All right, Sheriff's Office, Chief Deputy Susan Poulton.
Susan Poulton with the Sheriff's Office.
Thanks for getting that straight.
Item number 8 is an NCIC HIT confirmation agreement with Kaysville Police Department for the Davis County Dispatch Center to monitor and respond to any NCIC HIT confirmations after business hours, weekends, and holidays. That begins July 1st of 2022. Item number 9 is an amendment with the Utah Office of Administrative, Utah Administrative Office for the Courts for the Sheriff's Office deputies to provide bailiff services and perimeter security for the court. That's a receivable in the amount of $835,920. That begins July 1st of 2022 and goes through June 30th of 2023. Item number 10 is a federal non-disclosure agreement with the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation for protection of controlled unclassified information. We did one of these last week for dispatch specific. This one is for the Sheriff's Office. And the term begins June 1st of 2022 on that. We have several SCRAM agreements, liability waivers, secure continuous remote alcohol monitoring, items number 11, 12, 13, and 14, and they are receivable varied amounts based on tests and monitoring fees, and participants are in a treatment program, and so that is protected information.
Good. I move approval of the items that Chief Deputy Poulton has presented, 8 through 14.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. On consent items?
Yes, I move approval of our regular commission meeting minutes from May 3rd, 2022, which we have reviewed.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. I move we recess to our Board of Equalization duties.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Curtis.
Commissioners, you have for your consideration today under auditor adjustments, corrections, two veteran tax exemption abatements, and under assessor adjustments, you have corrections with an attached report with various corrections totaling $1,289,873. And that completes your property tax register for June 7th, 2022.
I'd make a motion that we approve the property tax register as presented to us.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. I move we reconvene commission meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, opportunity for comments. Curtis, Neil?
No comment, thank you.
Commissioner Kamala?
Just reminding everyone, this is the week we've been talking about and looking forward to for a very long time with the public open house activities of our renovated Memorial Courthouse. So again, the I know the congressman's been invited, and we know they're not always around, but... It's really exciting. Yeah.
Well, if he wants to come and see it, we'll need
we
make some time.
We can change the date for him.
We do that already all the time. Bring him when he's in town. We can make can have him come through.
Absolutely, bring him. And he could jog from his residence to this memorial courthouse. And it is a really, really big deal for the entire county. Honestly, the entire state. And we have... Becky, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe this was the first completed courthouse in the state of Utah. Is that, do you remember?
The previous version that was built.
Yeah. So, but the Davis County one, yeah, was the first one. So the really old one, I think it was finished, I don't know, right around 1850. Yes, we have a resident historian in our own midst right here. Done a ton of research on this. And so that very original one came down when this one was built, yes. And so it's a really big deal. We have, it's been years even preceding this commission trying to make decisions and figure out how to honor this county and honor that very historic building. And so it's really come together. I mean, we still have our facilities director, Lane Rose, in the room. I just want to personally thank him, our whole commission personally thanks him for overseeing many projects, including this one. He's been a busy guy, and it's been a really cool project to watch just right next door. We don't always get to watch the projects. So anyway, we do have the celebration, the opportunity for staff first on Thursday from 11 to 2 to walk through and see it all. We have plenty of Davis County staff who worked in that building. We have plenty of people who grew up in this area, who work for the county, who have memories of their own, including Commissioner Stevenson, of going there in their youth and going there for driver's licenses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We'll talk more about that history at the events. Then on Thursday evening is a VIP tour starting at 6, where there's dignitaries locally and even nationally who have been invited. And then again, everyone to come back, including the entire public, welcome for the public open house, which begins with a pretty amazing ceremony at 1, brief but cool, and then open house going through it, opportunities all the way till 6 on Friday. So lots of work from a little committee from multiple departments to put this together, thanks to that group and to the commission staff as well for being very diligent over the last couple months to look forward to this week. So very excited for it.
All right, let's turn a little bit of time over to the clerk auditor.
One item to mention. Ballots begin arriving this week for the June primary. Encourage people to engage in the process. And if you are concerned about election integrity, June 15th, we will have another election open house election integrity night here at the county. And we invite everybody to attend 6 p.m. Here in the commission chambers, and would love the public to engage if they have questions or concerns about the elections, especially as ballots start hitting the mailbox.
That's this week?
The 15th.
Oh, the 15th. Thank you, Curtis. Yeah, there's more people asking about being able to tour, so we'll keep telling them.
Commissioner Stevenson.
No comments.
All right. On just some news out of Weber Basin, with a little bit of the rains we have been able to get, we were going to extend out that you can have 2 waterings a week for your lawn instead of just the 1. And so come June 15th, there'll be that ability to have the 2 waterings. Still refer to your local water districts, but that should allow most water districts to be able to go 2 waterings per week on that. I think they said they got close to 2,000 calls in a 3-week period. So maybe the public pressure, but also conserving a little bit of water to help them to sway there's a lot of swaying. There's a lot of great people out there in the community and some not so great. Anyhow, but moving on. Well,
and we've had moisture, right? And a little cooler spring, which has certainly helped. Yeah.
But we're just mindful to be mindful of the water usage this summer, as we all are trying to be. So with that, this meeting is adjourned.